So thank you, everybody, for being here this morning. On the super lawyer thing, I just have to tell this quick little story. I didn't know he was going to say that, but back when I was a young lawyer, we would get the magazine that came in that said super lawyers, and a friend of mine that was also an associate at this law firm, we would just roll our eyes and say, that is the dumbest thing I have ever seen in my life, super lawyers. And so it was always been a joke of mine with my friend that that's the dumbest thing in the world. It feels nice if you get it, but it's dumb. So I will make that caveat starting out. So I have a question for you all. This is a public employment section, obviously, presentation. How many of you all work for a state entity? Some kind of, not county or local, but state entities? Wow. There's a lot of folks here, okay. And then how many of you work for county or local entities, some kind of local entity? Okay, a few of you. And then are there any plaintiff attorneys? And I see a couple back there. So this, yes, very few that venture in here. So this is, this, you know, obviously has some relevance to a lot of us. I am going to start today with something that only typically applies to state employees. And basically, it's kind of a dry topic, but I've never heard it presented at any CLE, and it's super important. So it's also very complicated. It's constitutional law, which I don't know if that's the best thing to start off with at 8:30 in the morning, but I'm going to give it a shot. So the whole purpose of this paper and a whole our presentation is that a lot of times public employees have broader protections. They have these, you know, we're going to be talking about the Whistleblower Act. We're going to be talking about First Amendment protections. But there are a few really bizarre areas where you have less protections. And it comes from a series of cases that were decided. This isn't either new, by the way. It's not timely, and it's... So it's not cutting edge, but again, I've never heard it presented, and I want to give you guys, because it's super important, and it's trapped up a lot of plaintiff employee attorneys as well. So, but back in the early 2000s, there was a series of Supreme Court cases that basically said that the 11th Amendment of the Constitution prohibits Congress from enacting laws that burden the states. We're not talking about counties and cities and local governmental entities. Unless there is a congruence and proportionality between the injury to be prevented or remedied and the means adopted to that end. And so basically, they looked at the Americans with Disabilities Act, they looked at the Age Discrimination Act, ADEA, and the FMLA, and they looked at and said, how hard did Congress study these issues? Did they look and see if there really was a problem with the states? Also, did Congress overreact? And in the view of the Supreme Court, and I think these were like 5-4 decisions, very ideological, they said, no, Congress can't do that. They overreacted. They didn't study the problem well enough. And so the result is that if you are a state employee, you cannot sue the state for age discrimination under the ADEA. You can't sue if you're an employee, you can't sue the state for Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, and I'll mention there are some portions of the ADA that do apply to the states, like having facilities that are open to the public and those kinds of things, but the employment sections don't apply to state employees. And then finally, the Family and Medical Leave Act. If this comes as a shock to lots of clients when I'm talking to them, but if you're a state employee and you take off FMLA, and the state fires you and they say, you know, we don't want you taking off that FMLA, you don't have a claim. You cannot sue the state for violations of the FMLA for self-medical care. It's bizarre, but I think you can if it has to do with a family member, but if it's your own self-care, those claims are abrogated or preempted, abrogated is the term, by the 11th Amendment and by these cases. And one other thing I want to point out, again, this only applies to state employees. There are some entities out there, like charter schools, that you would think are a local entity, but those, in fact, are entities of the state, and they have the same protection from these laws. So it's a bizarre area, it's tripped up a lot of plaintiff attorneys, like myself, super plaintiff attorneys, And because it truly does it. It's just totally complicated and doesn't, you're just not thinking about it. And so I made this chart, and I'm not going to go over all the details of the chart, but if you'll see, there's a whole bunch of no's. Mostly the chart has no's on it. That's bad for plaintiff employees of the state, and that's good for governmental employers who defend themselves. So you who defend the state, that's a good thing for you. And essentially, again, you can't sue the state under the...